Hi, kings and queens. It has been a minute since you all have heard from Malika. And today I want to come and discuss some things with you all, you know, to try to give you all some information from what I have been taught as a healthcare worker. My position in the healthcare field, I'm a medical assistant, phlebotomist, and an EKG technician, certified, BLS certified. I have continuing education credit with the CDC as having knowledge of giving vaccinations. I'm also currently enrolled in a healthcare science college studying herbal medicine, so I will have a certification in a certification in herbal medicine, master herbalist, in the fall of next year. So just based off of what I have learned in school and what I apply in my career, what has been taught to me in school to apply to my skills and techniques in my career and to become successful in my career, that's where my opinion and standpoint is coming from today. Also, when presenting things, I try to not harm anyone, but if I do, I apologize in advance, because what I am speaking is my belief and my proof that I have with what I was taught in medical school, which is approved by the medical board, because I wouldn't be able to work in the healthcare field if I didn't have this teaching, which every healthcare profession has to have medical terminology. That's number one. Let's put that out on the table. Every healthcare professional, no matter what position you are in, no matter what your occupation is in the healthcare field, you have to take medical terminology. And I'm speaking of entry level medical billing and coding, medical assistants, phlebotomists, EKG technicians, PCA, CNAs, MAs, RMAs, nurses, doctors, everybody that's in the healthcare field, everybody that plays a role in the hospital doing something for his patient care has to take medical terminology. That is a required course. So the basics is what I'm going to be teaching from, because that's what I got, the basics. Well, not teaching, reading from, for you to do your own research, look it up, learn, read with, and find, study and find yourself approved. You have to read to your own understanding. Stop letting people tell you stuff and you not researching it and you just running with what these people are telling you. You don't know if they words or facts or not. You know, we have been lied to about so much, and like the things that have been exposed to people that have not had the knowledge of history or what have you, the things that was done in the past, you didn't even have knowledge of that until it started being exposed and becoming a big forefront thing, you know. But just back to why I came today, and the message that I want to get across, my opinion, my beliefs. Again, I'm going to say that, and I'm going off of the facts and approved documentation, my resources that I've gotten. The name of the book I'm going to be reading from is Medical Terminology for Health Professions. This is the 8th edition of this book. This book comes from Centage Group, which is American Educational Content Technology and Service Company for Higher Education. So they provide textbooks for grades K through 12, so that's like, yeah, elementary schools, professionals like, hey, me, medical assistant, phlebotomist, EKG technician, you know, any healthcare professionals, even library markets. The company operates in more than like 20 countries around the world, so, you know, and I just found this information out by researching the company, looking it up, because, you know, I want to give correct information. the authors of the book is four, and they are related to, are all four of them, two in a pair are related. So one of the authors' name is Anne, and the second author name is Laura, L-A-U-R-A. The last name is spelled E-H-R-L-I-C-H. That's for Anne and for Laura. Their last name is spelled E-H-R-L-I-C-H. The other two authors are related, and their name is Carol, middle initial L, and the second name is Catherine, middle initial A, and their last name is spelled S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R. That is the authors. I'm giving you this information, so if you look for the book, you would have the correct book with these authors. All of them are listed on the book. It's the 8th edition. Again, I'm going to tell you that again. It's published and copyrighted in 2017. So that's how current this information is in the healthcare field. Excuse me. Let's see. So, the medical terminology book I'm reading from, what the book focuses on is complex medical terminology, which is like word parts, common prefixes and suffixes and root words, you know. It focuses on the body system, the functions of the body, the pathology of the body, the diagnostics of the body, and treatment procedures. You also learn in this terminology book, let's see what else it covered. I know it covered summaries of like applicable medical supplies. You master learning the language of how to describe how each body system works. So that's another thing that this book focused on. Also, let's see. Say for instance, how the body system work. Say for instance, if something go wrong, it tells you what's going wrong with it. It tells you how to identify and recognize those symptoms and diagnosis or what have you. And it also tell you how to treat it. So that's what this book covers, the basics, okay? And that's every medical profession has to take this, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to start reading chapter 6 of the book on page 172. And what I'm going to start at is the paragraph of immunity. So it says immunity. Immunity is a state of being resistant to a specific disease. So if you're resistant to a specific disease, that's immunity, okay? The resistance can be present naturally or can be acquired. So it could be present. It can be presented naturally or it can be acquired. So if it's presented naturally, let's go with this, okay? Say the people that got the COVID vaccine, since they're talking about us unvaccinated people spreading this virus. Let's go here. It's presented naturally. So the people that has the COVID shot, they were told they could remove their mask, right? Okay, so since they were told they could remove their mask, mind you, they could still get COVID, but they were told in the beginning that COVID was, the vaccine was a cure. That's what they were told at first. But now they could still get COVID and spread COVID to the unvaccinated. And now the virus is mutated and formed something else, because now we, the unvaccinated that has had COVID, are the ones that has been asymptomatic and not have been diagnosed with having COVID yet. Has built natural immunity. Now, since we immune to the first strand, now here we got, boom, this Delta strain. Okay? Let's go with that. Or it can be acquired. Meaning given, and that's what a vaccine is, okay? So now let's read what natural immunity is. Natural immunity is also known as passive immunity, which is resistance to a disease present without the administration of an antigen or exposure to the disease. Natural immunity is present at birth and can be augmented when breast milk passes from a nursing mother to her baby. Augmented means if the baby takes the mother's breast milk, the baby is already born with natural immunity. But can be augmented if the baby take the mother's breast milk, meaning it can be multiplied. So if this, you automatically have natural immunity to everything. You just have to have, your immune system have to be good. You have to do what you have to, supposed to do to live a healthy, holistic lifestyle and apply certain things daily, and you are okay. Because your body is doing what it's supposed to do, what the Most High has created the body to do. So let's go with acquired immunity. Acquired immunity is obtained by having a contagious disease. So contagious disease could be like chickenpox. That's acquired immunity. Being vaccinated against a contagious disease provides protection against the disease. See the contradiction? Such as measles, mumps, and polio. Without having been exposed to the risk of actually having the disease. So that's what vaccinated is. That's the definition of vaccinated. Being vaccinated against a contagious disease provided protection against the disease, such as measles. They give you an example, such as measles or polio, without having been exposed to the risk of actually having a disease. So you haven't been exposed to the risk of having a disease, but they're going to naturally vaccinate you with the disease, exposing you to the disease. Okay, now let's go with vaccine. Let's see what vaccine is in medical terminology book. A vaccine is a preparation containing an antigen containing of whole or particle disease causing organisms which have been killed or weakened. So it has a whole or part of disease causing organisms coming out the medical book, medical terminology, which have been killed or weakened. For some disease, such as tetanus, discussed in chapter 10 in parentheses, because they talk about tetanus in chapter 10, a periodic booster shot is required to maintain the effectiveness of the immunity. That's the first correction I want to correct and go back to under acquired immunity. I want to correct vaccination and state that that is vaccinated, ED. Not vaccination, vaccinated, ED. Being vaccinated against the contagious disease provides protection against the disease, such as measles, mumps, or polio, example, without having been exposed to the risk of actually having the disease. So you're being vaccinated. They're giving you the vaccine, which contains whole or partial disease-causing organisms which have been killed or weakened. And a periodic booster shot of that is required? You think, I'm like, why I need you to keep putting this in my body when I'm born with natural immunity? I'm born with it. And don't, let's not talk about if I'm a breastfed baby, because if I'm a breastfed baby, I'm all the way. Hey, I should be good, right? Long as I'm eating and being healthy and doing what I'm supposed to do. Correction. Right. Vaccination. Definition. Provides protection against the disease. However, for some conditions, a periodic booster is required to maintain the effectiveness of the immunization. That's what vaccination is. Why do I need you to give me protection against something when I'm born with it already? I got it. I just have to make sure I'm healthy and doing what I'm supposed to do. Teach a healthy lifestyle. teach that. Okay? I just need, you know, for y'all to wake up. Like, think. Critically think for yourselves. Just critically think for yourself. Stop just going with what people telling you. Research this information and get this knowledge yourself. Wake up. These people are trying to take our rights. This is becoming a dictatorship. This is not about who got the shot, who don't have the shot. All that's irrelevant, like, really right now, because we're fighting for our rights. Like, these people are trying to put us, we are already still in slavery. You know, they just got us thinking we free to roam the land and do as we please. But when you think about it, we still in slavery. We go work for a corporation, underpaid, don't care about how we struggling, hike the prices up on things that we need daily to live, but don't raise the pay. Like, literally don't care about us. We're literally fighting against evil. But guess what? Time is up. Because evil is trying to pull out all their trump cards right now. They come in with everything. And like right now, us as a people, we have to look past. Because you know what evil playing on? They're playing the race card. You know, they're playing on what took place in the past. And they're playing the race card. And then they acting like they fuss. And then when they get up in here, they showing you what they really for. How many of you feel like you don't have a choice now? We have never seen so many different levels of influence to take a shot. Never. That should make you question this. Why? You know? Science say. Who say science say? Did you hear it come out science mouth? No, you ain't hear it come out science mouth. And if you did hear it come out science mouth, you know, everybody have their own outlook and theory on things. Everybody. Have you heard from the scientists that have a difference of opinion with proof and evidence? Have you really researched, or have you just went with what the media showed you and with science, what they say science say? What the news say science say? What the radio say science say? Have you? No. Because if you would have, this wouldn't be as acceptable to a lot of people as it is, you know. A lot of people would be uneasy with this. And they just trying to come out slowly but surely, bits and pieces. First, they told you, oh, this is the cure you're taking. If you take this shot, you can't get COVID. Not people that take the shot get COVID. So now people that take the shot that get COVID, a lot of them still confused and blind because this is what they say. Oh, I ain't get as sick as I would have got if I wouldn't have got the shot. How you know? How do you know? This is how much of you can't think for yourself, you know, to read. Pick it up and read. It's out there. It's out there. Do the research. Study and show yourself approve. I'm going to keep saying it. You got to consciously think for yourself. You can't just, you could tell me shit stink all day, but until I smell it, then I'm going to believe it stink. If I don't smell it, how am I going to know it stink? Just because you said it stink, I'm supposed to believe it? Come on now, people. Wake up. Wake up. Do your research and see what the real picture is. Keep them divided and sidetracked. And you won't even see what's going on. We are in a spiritual, physical warfare and mental. This is universal, y'all. And at the end of the day, no matter how much this one on like that one, that got to get over there. Because guess what? Shackles for everybody. Shackles for everybody. Evil is losing. The negative energy is losing. And positivity is all around you. I hear so many young people talk, and it just baffles me how knowledgeable they are. They just need the guidance. They just need the guidance. And that's what I feel my role is to be one of, at this point now, like my grandmother was the elder, I'm one of the elders. And it's my job to get the message, as well as you other elders that are out there, get the message to these confused youngsters, you know? It's time, and show, like, teach them to, oh, I just don't. These, y'all don't see what these folks are doing. These demons are, they something, y'all, they something. But until next time, I want you all just to go ahead on and follow up with that book and do your research. I gave you the information. I gave you everything. The authors, when it was published, the name of the book, what edition the book was, the name of the company that published books. So you can go look and see how many educational facilities they provide information to, in over 20 countries, y'all. So, you know, that the information is out there for you. Just stop listening to people and make sure the decision is based off of the knowledge that you have found to give you comfort. And your mental, keep the mental clear. Oh, before I let y'all go though, see how this force against people's will, when everyone has free will, is like they're taking away control over a person's body, taking away you having control over your own body. Now, but in December of 2020, last year, this is what your president said, your current president.
About, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Can we mandate vaccines across the country? No, that's not a role that the federal government, I think, even has the power to make.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that. We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
I don't think it should be mandated.
So, that was on Fox News last year in December of 2020. Tucker Carlson. That was the anchor that night. But yeah, guys, wake up. When you're being lied to, like, you have to think, why are you lying? Like, what's the purpose of lying? And you keep getting caught in lies, and then you keep switching up. And then, you know, another thing I need y'all to think of, because this just came to mind before I let you go. Think about this. Since when a virus, or I'm going to go to the elderly, or now I'm going to skip the elderly, I'm going to go back to the middle age. No, now I'm going to skip them, and I'm going to go back to the 20s, to the ones in their 20, to the 20-year-olds. So then I'm going to take a break for the summer. So now I'm finna start hitting the churn. Come on now. Think about it. Y'all, please, use your conscious mind. Until next time, I want to apologize again if I offended anyone. Before I let you go, I just have to keep saying, I won't say that, because this is my opinion, this is my belief, and this is the understanding that I have from reading, okay, and from what has been taught to me to apply in my career. Until next time, be peaceful, have knowledge and understanding and love. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you too. And approach everything you do with peace, love, and harmony. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Peace, kings and queens.